Thank you for joining me in our devotion today as we continue to magnify the Lord and look at some songs that have been written for such a time as this. I'm going to challenge us today with our first scripture, which is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It says, "Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed, be financially ethical, being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you." Isn't that such a wonderful promise? You know, the scripture starts with a very big challenge. And it says that we mustn't let our inner selves become greedy or have a love of money. You know, money's not bad, but it's that love of money. And then it says, and be content. When we have those things in our lives, if we have a love of money and we're not content, we can start to feel alone. We can start to feel helpless. We can start to feel that God has abandoned us. But when we get rid of that love of money and we start to be content, then God says, then I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Has he left us? No, he never does. But we feel that when we let those things creep in. And so we have this promise. Maybe you're going through financial trouble at the moment. I want to tell you that God has not left you. He is your protector. He's your provider. He's your refuge. And you can run to him in this time of need. And so it reminds me of my anthem during 2020, at the end of last year and even coming into 2021, and that is Protector by Kim Walker Smith, where she declares the promises that we can replace with those lies and know that God is our refuge. He is our fortress, that he's hiding us in the cover and protection of his wings. And most importantly, that he will never, never, never leave us and is always protecting us. So my friend, I want to challenge us. Let's let go of that love of money. Let's be content and know that God is never, ever leaving us and he's with us and protecting us. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.